My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Mitch, please.
All right, guys, we're going to take you over to Tennessee Titans camp yesterday. And the reason for that was kind of a back and forth between a player for the Titans, defensive tackle Jeffrey Simmons, who had some words yesterday as 104.5 The Zone was there. Buck Rising was having an interview with Titans cornerback Roger McCreary. And Simmons exchanged some words with Buck. Here's the clip.
Well, Jeff, you want to sit down? We can talk whenever you want to talk. Jeff. We'll deal with that later. Roger McCreary sitting down with us here on 104.5 The Zone. Jeff, I mean, we're on the air right now.
Carrot, you do a lot of talking on social media.
I'm right here, Jeff. We can talk anytime you want to. Unbelievable.
We got to make that happen.
Well, we'll deal with that later on. Roger McCreary sitting down with us here on 104.5 The Zone. Jeff, if you want to sit down and talk about this, we can talk about this.
I'm telling you, stop talking on social media. Talk to me.
I'm talking to you right here. Jeff, we tried to talk to you last week. I'm being rude to Roger. We'll deal with you later.
What's that audio courtesy of?
104.5 The Zone.
Can I just get this off my chest?
I'm
not trying to be mean-spirited to the host, but who are the ad wizards who came up with this one?
I love that this poor Roger McCreary is sitting there while his teammate is going after the host, and he's like just sitting down, getting ready to do his interview. Like, that's the guy that the team made available that day. We've been in that position many a time out at Browns training camp, and the whole time... Roger McCreary going to be joining us next here on the show. And it just kept mentioning.
Good morning, Zoo. Hey.
Not that I'm even taking Jeffrey Simmons' side. This is why, man, now, I don't like to cuss.
We don't know the history, obviously, between the host and the player.
I don't like to tweet about players, basically. Anything I say that's critical of a player anymore, I just say it on the radio.
Well, our Twitter feeds, let's be honest, our Twitter feeds stink nowadays. They just stink. Because
well, they're just there to get people in trouble.
We're not, like, a younger me was absolutely trying to do the look at me thing and going after guy. I remember the Pac-Man Jones. I said I did not want Pac-Man Jones in Cleveland because I did not want him living in my neighborhood.
People took that a different way.
And people took that a different way. In the end, I think he got arrested 4 more times since.
At least 1 more time since that whole thing, yeah.
But I remember, and what was I doing? I was just trying to do look at me stuff. I was trying to draw attention. And I also didn't.
Why, you start accusing people of look at me radio, and you end with people doing look at me Twitter.
I'm mature.
Well done.
But the Twitter feed, you're right. There's no reason, like, sit and go after guys. The professional athletes, what is interesting is hitting. Like, he knows who you are. He is listening and paying attention. And fans will say, these guys don't pay attention to the media guys. They kind of do sometimes. And they pay attention to fans. I mean, they do. Some of them do a better job of blocking it out. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think a lot of people, it has come out, a lot of people and media members have been blocked by the starting quarterback of the Browns. Maybe that's a good thing. Honestly, you don't hear me come on the radio every day and complain about getting blocked by Deshaun Watson. Maybe it's a good thing. Maybe this is what they need to tune it out.
I remember people used to come on the radio every day and complain about getting blocked by Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. I don't think these guys need to be on social media. I think it's cool when they interact with fans and media sometimes. I do. But if that's not them, everybody has a different personality. Everybody has a different way that they treat social media. They got to find what works for them. Like in Deshaun Watson's point of view, I mean, yeah, he gets crushed every day by guys on social media. Mm-hmm. Every day. Even if that guy could come out and have a perfect passer rating through the first 4 weeks of the season, there are going to be national media guys that are uncomfortable with Deshaun Watson. Like, he just has declared he's just not going to deal with that. Mm-hmm. And maybe he's going to be better off for it.
You've actually, I know you don't want to name names or anything, but it's not like you haven't had to. Was that something that he knew you said about him on the radio, or he knew you tweeted about him? A former Cleveland Browns football player when you saw him at a restaurant. Do you remember this?
I'm going to do a mic's off here.
Oh, it's been a while. Three, a while. Two, one.
Do you remember that?
This.
Yeah, I know. Mine's sticking too.
Okay.
I absolutely remember that.
Was that something you said, or did you just didn't like your face, or what was it?
That player's significant other had been talking to me at a club.
Oh, that's not going to go over well.
No.
I didn't know that part.
I also didn't know that was a significant other of the player, and, you know, at that time.
Mine was up for anything.
I talked to a lot of people.
He is a social butterfly, Anthony is.
You know, at that time, too, I also had probably irrational confidence because things were going well for me.
You thought you were going to take care of business against that guy?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I didn't know. Again, I had no idea.
Oh, okay.
I had no idea.
Okay. All right, yeah. Now I get that. Okay.
Where that that VIP section was, there were a lot of people from a lot of different groups.
There's been one.
And somebody took a liking to my conversation.
Well, there was one very uncomfortable situation I was in, which we've talked about. And then there was actually another where, remember, it was a miscommunication? A mistaken identity, where a former Browns linebacker was told that something nasty was said about him on the radio, and he thought I was a different radio show host. And he stared at me, and I thought he was going to come over the table and kill me. And then it got clarified that, no, Kenny was not the guy who said it about you. It was somebody else. And then things changed very, very soon. Well, he's a very nice man,
by the way. I mean, think about the lunacy of this in general. And this is where I'll actually back the player.
Yes.
It is kind of crazy that you go out there, you play a football game, and yes, you get paid a lot of money. And then at the end of that football game where you put your life at risk, you put your future at risk, you take hits to the head, your knees, guys come low, you have a chance to end your career at any point, and a lot of people are counting on you. And then it's like, hey, stand in front of reporters who ask questions who have never played at your level remotely, ask you why you did things the way you did it. It is kind of silly.
That's the only way to get perspective, though.
Right, it is. But if you really think about it, and then, oh, by the way, when you go home, your phone is going to light up because you've got fans and media telling you how bad you just did the thing that they could never do.
You asked me the question.
So it makes sense. I understand.
It does. You asked me the question right before we went to break about not having a role on game day for
Mike Vrabel.
Is that possibly to avoid any sort of goofiness? Like, I don't think there's going to be any drama. I also know that you got to make sure to do what you can to avoid it. Like, if there's a game day role, how significant is that game day role? Could he, in his face, he is a player's coach. And I'm not saying that he kowtows to the players. I just think that his experience, his greatness as a player, as a self-made player in so many ways, I think that speaks to everybody in every locker room that he's ever been in. I think he has a very commanding presence. I think if he walked in here right now, I'd shut up and listen to every single word he could say, and I would soak in everything he said. And I one time said Freddie Kitchens was better than him, which was very stupid. But it was before Freddie Kitchens' first game ever, so let's be honest. Could he, if he had a game day role, he's going to share opinions of what should happen. Could he then usurp the power of any of the other coaches that are playing very important roles in the organization? I'm not even talking about Kevin Stefanski here in this case.
I know.
Like, that could take away some of the power or some of the perceived power of some of the other players that are or some of the other coaches that are on that staff. If Kevin Stefanski were to consult with him in game, then I think I have questions with my other coaches, and then obviously you're going to have questions with the players.
His parameters were very specific on the things that he would be consulted about in game, because I mean, I will still go back to the playoff game where he knew before there was 5 minutes left, just keep taking the false start penalty because you're going to wear it down and then Belichick has no time.
But you know this is, even as doing like kids football, it's like, yeah, we all have our game day things and then there's times where it's going, hey, if no one's going to tell you, you only have one timeout left, I got to be the one to tell you. Like, those things play into it.
Yeah.
So if he oversteps his bounds or whatever, and then he might feel bad that he didn't overstep his bounds at one time and watch them make a mistake right there in front of God and everybody. And there could be a point where, excuse me.
Well, yeah, but if he's linked to the organization and that were to happen anyway and he's not even at the field, is he still not going to feel bad about it?
Oh, yeah, I think he would.
Yeah.
I think he'll have opinions.
Get him in the press box, put a headset on him, let's go.
But
yeah, I mean, Vrabel is
you
known.
Think he should have a game day presence?
Absolutely. I think he's one of the greatest minds in the NFL. I think he should have a
role. Yeah, if it weren't for the
Vic Siciliano interview, I would have done this earlier with you.
He's had two rules change. One as a player and one as a coach. He's had two rules that have been around the NFL. He exploited them. They had to change the rules. Yeah, I want that guy on game day. I need that guy. Like, that guy could help us win a game.
So you think he should have a game day role?
Yes.
He's the best offseason addition that the Browns made this year.
And it's because,
it's better than Jerry Jeudy.
All right.
It is.
Yeah. All of us back to our corners. Okay. All of us back to our corners. Tomorrow's a big show. What are you smirking about? Did you get the tweet of Kramer walking in the Jesus's?
That was what I laughed out loud
about. Joseph of the Technicolor Dreamcoat when he got called a pimp. Mike Boone.
I pulled off some things I never should have pulled off. And so, yes, I was talking to players' wives. Okay, there, said it.
Twitter reactions brought to you by Chapman Jewelers.
Whoopsie daisy!
Jewelry store. You started with the safety off and you ended with the safety off. Now you know what's coming up tomorrow.
He went as he came.
We'll argue whether or not that Mike Vrabel should have a game day role and what players' wives were Slima hitting on back in the day before he knew Sarah Ono. We answer those questions and more tomorrow morning, 6 to 10 on The Fan. For Big Country, for Jeff, for Mitchapalooza, for the slippery wizard, Anthony Lima.
Wasn't Scott Player, okay? It wasn't Scott Player.
Ken Carmen, have a wonderful day, my friends.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!